This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Supreme Court has put a stay on its earlier judgment concerning the change in definition of Aravali Hills. The court took sua motu cognizance of concerns surrounding the revised definition of the Aravali Range amid mounting criticism from environmentalists over its potential impact on the fragile mountain ecosystem. The government has welcomed the Apex Court's decision, a report.
A bench of Chief Justice of India, Suryakant, Justice J.K. Maheshwari and Justice A.G. Massey expressed concern that the expert committee report and the Apex Court's observations were being misconstrued. The top court, keeping in abeyance its 20th of November order, said further clarification was required before the report or the court's directions could be implemented and issued notice on the sua motu case returnable on 21st of January. The apex court also ordered the formation of a new expert committee to monitor issues required to be examined in terms of the definition of Aravallis. Shagun Chopra from News Desk.
Agriculture, Farmers' Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday said the central government has introduced a new law, Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji, to address shortcomings and irregularities in the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MNREGA 2005. The minister was speaking at the state-level Kisan Divas 2025 program at Gauchar in Uttarakhand. He said the guaranteed employment has been increased from 100 days to 125 days under the new law. Country's industrial production growth surged to over a two-year high of 6.7% in November this year on an annual basis. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, staged a solid comeback, edging higher from upwardly revised rate of 0.5% in October. The surge in the industrial output was driven by 8% growth in manufacturing sector. The Defence Acquisition Council has cleared proposals worth 79,000 crore rupees to enhance the capabilities of the armed forces. Chairing the Defence Acquisition Council meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh accorded acceptance of necessity AON for these proposals of the three services. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah reached West Bengal last evening to participate in a series of organizational meetings and programs. During his visit, the Home Minister is scheduled to hold several high-level meetings today and tomorrow with state party office bearers to discuss electoral strategies for the upcoming polls. In West Bengal, harassment against Special Role Observer Steve Murugan was reported yesterday at a hearing centre in South 24 Paragana's district. Allegedly, booth-level agents of the Trinamool Congress protested when Murugan arrived in connection with the special intensive revision process in the state. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has emphasized for creating a Delhi-like special unit of police for northeastern region and other states to ensure protection of northeastern people. The minister expressed concern in connection with the incident of attack on a Tripura student in Dehradun in which he died later. The minister said that Uttarakhand government has taken strict action in the matter and five accused were arrested who were allegedly involved in the assault case. In Mumbai, four people were killed and nine others injured after a BEST bus ran over pedestrians in suburban Bhandup West last night. The incident occurred around 10 p.m. on the busy station road when the bus was reversing. Police said three of the deceased were women. The injured have been admitted to a nearby hospital. The bus driver has been detained and an FIR is being registered. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased. Ministry of Railways has taken measures to mitigate train movement during foggy weather conditions. The ministry has advised the general managers of the Northern Railway, Northeastern Railway and North Central Railway to take real-time stock of trains and address issues including catering. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian local time. Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue are already leading the five-match series with an unassailable lead of 4-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.